Is this on? Okay. Wow. Oh, it's a lot of people. Kind of nervous. Wow. Yo, shout out to Pastor Joel for that video. That was amazing. Snap. Man. Yeah, so, hello everyone. My name is Mowgli. Actually, no, my name is Stephen Shin. And, yeah, I'm a reserve leader at here, New Philly Shilim. And yeah, you know, I just got back from that amazing country of golden Myanmar. And I will be sharing with you my team field report, my personal missions testimony with all of you guys today. So I will begin with the field report. From January 30 to February 6, our team of 11 was sent out to love, encourage, and bring hope to our brothers and sisters in Myanmar. We had members from New Philly's Hongdae, Sillim, Itaewon, Busan campuses, in addition to a son from afar joining from Melbourne, Australia. We had the opportunity to minister in three different cities. In the first city of Yangon, we worked with Pastor Zam, our local contact through Native Partners for World Mission, or as known as NPWM. We ministered to a total of 132 people through Evangel Bible College and Emmanuel Evangel Church. We released fresh joy and praise at every service. Sorry, I lost track. As Holy Spirit marked his next generation worshipers with his glory. We also had a time of fellowship and prayer with 8 NPWM Myanmar pastors. We were inspired and challenged by their testimonies of serving the Lord both in times of persecution and in times of freedom. We are excited for the increase in store for these ministries. In our second city of Mandalay, we preached on revival at a local church. The last time a New Philly team ministered here, there was great resistance and warfare in the spirit. This time around, there was breakthrough as several people fell under the weight of God's glory. And one woman in particular was manifesting intensely, receiving a vision of Myanmar's future development and the foreign congregation members that God would bring. Our last two nights we spent in the city of Pinulin, where we partnered with the Bible College and orphanage. We ministered to a total of 127 students, church leaders, and orphan children. God poured out his spirit as we preached on healing and deliverance, and many generational curses were broken. On our final night of ministry, the majority of the congregation responded to the altar call. Many were anointed with oil and fell under the weight of God's presence as they wholeheartedly sought his face and cried out for his glory to come to Myanmar. All in all, our team served with great passion and unity and come back inspired by how the Lord is moving in the mission field. The Lord has blessed Myanmar, but more significantly, he has showed us that he has been continually blessing this nation. We saw the fruit of what was planted even 6 years ago, and we believe that this trip has given us unshakable faith for the greater spiritual growth in store. Thank you all for your prayers and support in making this trip possible. All right, that was the field report. Good job, Jane. And now, time for my personal testimony. And the title of my testimony is called, it's called His Gold. So the Bible verse that was highlighted to me was Haggai 2:8, and this is the ESV version. It says, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. So yeah, you know, we went to Myanmar on January 30th to February 6th, and I had the honor of going with 10 others to the beautiful country of Myanmar. It was also a privilege to be the third New Philly team to go to Myanmar and to see the fruit of all that was planted by the first two teams in 2009 and in 2012. From church to church, God's light was truly bright in this spiritually heavy country. Not only did we get to see revival, but we were witnessing the making of a powerful army, an army of golden warriors. One of the places we visited was Yangon. And in Yangon, there was this place called Evangel Bible College, run by Pastor Zam, one of our local contacts through Native Partners for World Missions. We were able to witness the start of something amazing at his college. As we were breaking the ice, teaching the college students VBS songs with my, superb dance skills. a heartwarming and powerful testimony from Pastor Annie, and an encouraging sermon from Pastor Myung-hwa, we were seeing revival within the students' hearts. Those students, they were praying to God with so much passion and zeal. That's when I felt like God was telling me they will be the ones to help bring the future he sees. There was so much laughter and joy afterwards. And yeah, I wish I could have stayed and got to know them a little bit longer. Next, we then went to Pastor Zam's church, Emmanuel Evangel Church, for a couple days. And that's when things started to get challenging for me. Yeah, growing up, I never had any siblings. And I always hung out with people my age or people that were older than me. One of the things I wanted to break off was that fear that I couldn't interact with kids. So when it came time to do VBS, I loved every single moment of it. Watching those kids dance along to the music and dancing with them, yeah, little by little, my fear of interacting with kids was slowly washing away. After service, however, that's when I started to feel uncomfortable again. I tried with every ounce of my body to try interact with these kids personally. Even though I felt uncomfortable, God again was telling me about his heart for these kids. They were not just some ordinary kids, but they were his kids. Kids that will grow up to be future leaders. These kids will not grow up fatherless. They know who their Abba is. And throughout our time of fellowship, God wanted to use me to interact with these kids as if he was there physically. And after interacting with the members of the church, we had the opportunity to meet with the other MPWM pastors of Yang'an. And, you know, it was just such an honor to, like, meet every single one of them. And we wanted to learn and receive so much from them. But the surprising thing was how they wanted to receive from us and learn from us. And, well, I didn't know what to tell them because while they have years and years of experience and wisdom, it seemed like I got nothing. Listening to their journeys with Christ and how some of them started orphanage ministries, I couldn't help but be amazed by all the sacrifices they were making. One topic that pastors discussed the most was their religious conversion bill. When one wants to convert religions, they must apply and be granted permission from their local government. If they break this bill, they will suffer the consequences of facing 2 years of jail and a fine of 200,000 kyats, which is equivalent to about 200 USD, which is seriously a lot for these people. And this bill has made changing religions very unappealing and makes it hard on the pastors in Myanmar. Although this bill sounds discouraging, the pastors of MPWM have full faith this bill will not discourage or slow down what God is doing in Golden Myanmar. And if I ever get the chance to go back, I can't wait to interact with them again and hear more about the greater praise reports that they about their ministries. And then after our time in Yang'an, our next destination was Mandalay by flight. Once we reached our destination, that is when we met Pastor Pyong, the only MPWM pastor in Mandalay. He and his wife had such kind and gentle hearts, and yeah, they are really anointed. We arrived at their church, Mandalay Zalmi Baptist Church. The church has such a rich and long history, being built in the late 20s. And God, too, has his hands all over that church. Even though the turnout was not the highest, it's about quality, not quantity. That night, the service was incredibly powerful, and it felt like something the church needed. But the enemy, knowing that something was going to happen that night, of course, would try to distract us. The atmosphere felt so spiritually dry, and there were several tiny distractions throughout the service. There was this, like, one fan in the ceiling, and it was really irritating. And yeah, it was just going buck wild, and whenever Pastor Myung-hwa was talking about something spiritually sensitive, Pastor Annie and I were, like, just, like, really praying against it. Like, we're just going out full-out tongue mode on that little fan. It was so annoying. And but yeah, and also another distraction was there was this one man who kept on entering and leaving the sanctuary, which was a bit distracting for Pastor Myung-hwa. And the team and I were tired of these annoyances, so throughout the entire service, everybody was just praying in tongues against the enemy. In the end, we all bore witness to people receiving breakthrough in their identity and future, people of old age gaining new hope for the salvation of their community. And after all that warfare, seeing the fire fall in the sanctuary was truly a sight to see. There was a group of teenagers, a few years younger than me, who attended the service and were just sitting at like the very far back. And when it was time for an altar call, the young men all left but one. And this young gentleman went to the front to receive prayer. And isn't it incredible how even though there might have been a language barrier, God still uses us and the Spirit knows exactly what to say. The young gentleman had a radical encounter with the Spirit that night. And I can't point out what it is, but I have a feeling that one young man will be a pillar for his group of friends. Yeah. And the last church and Bible college we visited was the Pino Lin Emmanuel Church, ran by MPWM pastor, Pastor Kai. Not only does he run a Bible college, but he also runs an orphanage ministry filled with the most beautiful, heartwarming kids. But he also runs an orphanage ministry filled... Oh, I'm sorry. I just repeated that. Our first night there, that's when I felt God's heart for all these orphans. I did have an emotional moment when the team was introducing themselves. I don't know if you guys heard, but yeah. We had a few minutes to play with these kids, and all the kids were very shy at first. Then the service was about to start, and then, yeah, that's when all the feelings started to come into me. We had all had a moment to pray and seeing all those kids ages 3 to 18 pray and shout to God with passion and zeal. These feelings I've never felt before started bursting into my heart. After that, it was time to introduce ourselves. When my turn came and I introduced myself, I just started bursting out crying. Because, I mean, even in the video, you saw all those kids, like, just praying and, like, yeah, it was unbelievable. And yeah, the audience was so confused as to why I was crying. But yeah, I told them, seeing them pray like that, not only was it beautiful, but God too was crying tears of joy, seeing his children like that, just praying, just with so much passion and so much, like, just so much fire. Yeah. And I'm almost done. I'm sorry, this is long. There was just so much passion and hunger in their prayers, and I never knew I would see such a thing in kids. After that moment, all my fear of getting along with the kids disappeared. Any residual fear I had of not being able to connect with children or not understanding children just like that disappeared. It was as if in that moment the Lord was giving me a deeper understanding of who I am as his child and how much he values me. And just as the father would want to play with his kids too, I, too, wanted to have fun with the kids. VBS was another level, and I really wish I could do VBS with these children again. On the last day with the kids, I would chase after them and pretend to be like this monster. But then at one point, the kids got a bit aggressive. And then after 20, 30 minutes running around with these kids, I realized how tiring it can be with kids. So I'll wait on having kids of my own. 10 years. But I still hold on to that breakthrough. Yeah. I have so much respect for all the sacrifices and the struggle the MPWM pastors are going through to minister to the kids and people of Myanmar. Watching those kids pray and play, I know why Myanmar was called Golden Myanmar. It's not about how much gold the country has, but the real question is, what is the real gold? The kids, the Bible college students, the leaders, the people, they are the ones that are made of gold. Right now, God is in the process of refining his gold to make sure they are of the purest quality. I am so excited to see what will happen to Myanmar in the next few years. And I know that the name Golden Myanmar will have a new meaning and we'll see an army of gold being formed soon. Yeah, so yeah. Thank you so much, Nufili Shilim, for all your prayers, fasting, and financial support in making this trip possible. We are so excited for the greater testimonies that will continue to come out of Golden Myanmar. The Lord has started a great work, and he will be faithful to complete all of it. Thank you, and God bless all of you guys.